Live. It is your show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. As we launch in hour number three of the program, it's Ian here with you. And Mark, live Saturday edition. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are for free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, that is freetalklive.com. And your mattress was likely manufactured using all kinds of disturbing chemicals. Does that bother you? It bothers some scientists, especially in the case of young children. Savvy Rest mattresses are made up 100% natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton. Try their crib mattresses, too. SavvyRest.com for the sleep you've been dreaming of. That's SavvyRest.com. We go right into the phone calls here. Your calls are primary, and ladies come first. Elaine in Florida, listening on WFTL. Hello, Elaine.
Hello, how are you?
Super. What's on your mind tonight?
With some disturbing news from my local newspaper from where I'm originally from.
Okay.
Bethel Middle School were cited for cookie theft.
Cookie theft?
Yeah. Two cookies worth 50 cents from the cafeteria.
Hmm.
The police were called in and everything else because this girl had problems in school, so they decided to cite her, which I think is a little bizarre.
That does sound bizarre. I can't imagine why they would charge somebody for cookies.
Wait a minute.
This is a good opportunity to teach her something.
Hold on. I want to make sure we're on the same page here. Has this person been charged with something or just, you know, given detention?
No, she's in school, suspension as it was. And they called the police in because they figured she needed more.
Oh, my gosh.
Trouble.
I thought for a moment there that it could have possibly brought the police in on stealing cookies, but so she's been. How old was this girl?
Cookies? 14 years old.
14?
Yep.
I think that's just out of control. I mean, how do you feel about this, Elaine?
I think it's quite bizarre, but coming from Bethlehem area school district, it doesn't surprise me. Because
where is it?
Bethlehem, Pennsylvania.
Ah. Wow.
That's where that principal was.
Now, what is she facing as far as punishment? Is she going to have to go to juvie, a court? I mean, what is she looking at?
Doesn't say so in the article.
So they brought it. So she got caught stealing cookies. And they brought in the cops, and was she arrested?
Apparently.
Or at least cited, right?
Well, it says she was on school in suspension already for stealing candy from a teacher's desk when she went through a lunch line and stuffed two cookies in her pocket. The police were called.
Now, I can totally, you know, I understand that stealing's bad, and certainly it should be discouraged. But
it's a good opportunity to teach the girl about stealing, it would seem. But
right.
Police?
Yeah, can't we be a little more creative in our punishments than bringing in the cops on this?
I think the police system up there needs to be revamped anyway.
Well, the whole police system all across the country is messed up. But, hey, thanks for giving us the story. And anything else on your mind tonight?
That's it. I mean, enjoy your show. Listen to it every chance I can get.
Thank you, Elaine. Have a great night. 800-259-9231. What a bizarre... I mean, calling the cops on that?
Seems weird.
It just seems to me that more and more people these days, Mark, I mean, not just in schools, but parents as well, there are many people these days that think that the cops, when you call them in, they're going to solve your problem for you. Oh, my kid. And it doesn't have to be at the school. Parents have done this. There was a story where kid had, opened up one of his Christmas presents early. And the parents called the cops in on that. Like, you think the cops coming in are going to solve your problems? Usually what the cops are looking to do is make an arrest when they come in somewhere.
There was a time in our nation's history when peace officers would do something to scare a kid.
Mm-hmm.
They would, I think rightly, take them on a little tour of the jail.
Sure, scared straight.
Lock them for 15 minutes in a little holding cell.
Take their shoes away from them.
Well, I think the convicts took the shoes away.
Yeah.
But whatever, walked them through so that the older convicts could yell things at them.
You got a nice pair of shoes there, boy.
And things like that.
Yeah.
And I think that was a good solution.
Agreed.
But arresting, giving kids records?
Yeah, can't we just be more creative? Like, I don't know, take away some privileges, don't let the kid have access to the computers or something. There's got to be something that the kid likes that you can remove from its access.
Yeah, at some point or another, they're going to give in. I mean, yes, I'll grant you the girl was on in-school suspension, but... You know, if she stays punished long enough, she's going to give up.
Also, something that's really lacking in the American judicial system these days, you can find it from time to time, but for the most part, it's very rare, is restitution. The idea that if you destroy someone's value, if you destroy someone's property, something that's theirs, then you owe it to them.
Right.
You have
likely
to pay
you'll
them
have
back.
To, right. Likely you'll have to pay some kind of fine to the state for you know, whatever it is that you do. But it's unlikely that you'll actually have to compensate the person that was hurt
right.
or damaged.
So in this case, this young girl, not only should you have to pay the person back, but you should also pay back with interest because you've destroyed their value and therefore you need to compensate them for their lost time and you know, the fact that they didn't have these things when they thought they were going to. So the teacher in this case thought she was going to have this jar of cookies or wherever
candy,
they were stolen
candy
from.
In the teacher's case, lunch line cookie.
Okay, whatever.
Whatever.
They thought they were going to have these cookies and she stole them, therefore preventing the teacher from doing as she wanted to with candy slash cookies. So, of course, the correct thing to do would be to have the girl make good. Have her bring in a bag of the same candy and replace the missing candy. You know, if there was only a little bit that was stolen, well, buy a whole bag. Bring a whole bag in and replace it, and then we're good. Then we're good. You don't have to bring the cops in for that. And if she doesn't want to comply with that, you know, with that demand, then give her some more suspension or, you know, make her go out and pick up the school, the trash that's all over the school. There are other things you can do within the school system that don't involve the cops. But more and more people are picking up the phone and dialing the cops when they need to solve a problem. You know, it's like you don't have to think, right? It's easy to not have to think when you just call the cops. Oh, bring them in. They'll solve the issue for you. Why should we put our minds to this? Why should we be creative when we can just use the violence of the state? I think it's really the hallmark of the uncreative to bring in the government in situations like that. 800-259-9231. Another female. Let's go to Becky in Keene, listening on WKBK. Hey, Becky.
Hi, guys.
What's on your mind tonight?
Whatever happened to the phrase, a happy medium? Instead of taking everything to an extreme.
You mean as far as calling the cops and that sort of thing?
As far as calling the cops, as far as banning dodgeball in schools, as far as banning tag.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I hate to sound, defensive and whatever, but we're wussifying our kids.
Yeah, my favorite thing to do in elementary school is to play dodgeball.
That was my favorite.
I really liked it.
That's how you got your aggression out when a teacher kicked you off. I mean, come on.
I can't imagine taking that away from kids. I don't know
exactly.
Why they would do that.
And it's not like kids won't be mean to one another. They're going to be mean anyway.
There's nothing you're going to do to stop that.
Kids are vicious, but
yeah.
Let them do something constructive instead of, you know, kids getting stuffed into lockers and whatever.
Absolutely agree. Of course, getting the government out of schools would be a major step towards more constructive solutions.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Because if the government weren't running the school, then schools would have to compete. And one of the ways that they could compete is on how they discipline bad kids.
Exactly.
And, in fact, schools in a marketplace environment could get rid of the bad kids, whereas at a government school, they have to take these kids, you know, they have to have these kids at the school no matter what. So if kids are causing trouble, they're stirring it up in the classroom, they're starting fights, yeah, they might get suspended for a little while, but eventually they're going to come back and start it all over again. Whereas
kids that got in trouble for fights, they thought it was a vacation. Perfect example,
sure.
Okay?
Yep.
My aunt got in trouble for cursing out a teacher. Her exact words when the principal told her she was suspended, oh, good, I get to catch up on my soaps. Then the principal said, did I mention it was in school?
Oh. Very good, Becky. Any other thoughts tonight?
The whole thing with the TBI and the military.
TBI, what is that?
Traumatic brain injury. My fiance actually has one, but he wasn't in the military.
Hmm.
So everybody with, you know, traumatic brain injury and things like that, that's the newest dirty little secret in the government. First it was, you know, testing and everything in Vietnam. Now it's, you know, guys with head injuries and all this different stuff.
Yeah, a lot of them they aren't calling casualties. So,
no.
As a matter of fact, 20,000. The casualty number is almost double because of traumatic brain injuries.
And they're using that as an excuse to not treat them as well, right, as I understand it?
Yeah,
in the long term.
Right. Thanks for the call, Becky. Good hearing from you. 800-259-9231, because it doesn't fit their very narrow definition of casualty. Therefore, it doesn't qualify for, you know, the VA coverage. 800-259-9231. Bring up whatever you want. We've got a former military member on the line, as a matter of fact. We'll get to him and your calls as well about whatever is on your mind. This is Free Talk Live.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrate for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 for 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Fellas, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to AdamEve.com, and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. AdamEve.com features over 18,000 adult entertainment products. Toys as low as $6.95, tantalizing lingerie, and over 350 movies, starting at just $4.95. You'll find all the biggest stars like Jenna Jameson, Carmen Luvana, and even Tara Patrick. Imagine all those sensual ideas right at your fingertips. AdamEve.com's 10 million customers swear by our product quality, fast and discreet shipping, and 100% satisfaction guarantee. Check out AdamEve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type TALK for the offer code upon checkout. Plus, with your order of $17 or more, we'll throw in a free gift. Get 50% off with offer code TALK at AdamEve.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want toll-free at 800-259-9231. And this is the live Saturday edition of the program. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are for free, and they include the bulletin board system with over 300,000 posts. There's a lot to talk about there. Serious issues and fun stuff. You'll find it all for free at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. And recently been some controversy. There's usually controversy, I guess, on the Free Talk Live bulletin board system. And some people are upset that there's not enough moderation. That there needs to be more rules, more moderators.
There's some people that are upset that there's too much moderation, and others that are upset that there's not enough.
Well, and in some cases, it's the same person, which is really confusing. But the fact is, the Free Talk Live bulletin board system, forum, whatever you want to call it, it's a virtually unmoderated forum, and that's what it's supposed to be. And, you know, some of these parties are concerned that people new to Liberty are going to come there, and they're going to get frightened, and they're going to go away. And, the fact is, most of you listening will never go to the Free Talk Live BBS.
The vast majority. How many members are there?
2,000 almost.
2,000, but yeah. How many of them have posted 20 times in the last 20 days?
Oh, goodness. Probably less than 20.
Yeah, right.
Less than 50.
There's a very, very busy segment, which, you know, thank goodness, they make for how many posts are on there?
300,000 plus.
300,000 posts?
Yeah.
They've made for a great deal of posts, but, you know, a few people come in, look at some things that interest them, and leave, and that's about it.
The Free Talk Live forum is just for fun. That's all it is. It's like a little virtual sandbox that you can go and play with other people in. It is not intended to be the center of the liberty movement or to be in some way it's at the hallmark of liberty and libertarianism and, you know, anarcho-capitalism or anything like that, a free marketeerism, the voluntarists. None of that. It's just a forum people can come to talk about stuff. And there's all kinds of stuff that gets discussed there. Many things are, a little distasteful. Many things are of an adult nature.
Many are, current news stories,
sure.
Very intellectual conversations. It really, it spans the gamut.
So to think that, if somebody's going to get turned off because they go to the Free Talk Live forum and say, what? This libertarian stuff is hooey.
Right. If we were worried about that, we'd write a blog instead where we could control the content all the time.
Yeah. So I'm not too concerned. And no, we're not adding moderators. And no, we're not adding rules. Okay? So there. By the way, you should wow and amaze your techie friends by buying the new Zero Blaster. It shoots smoke rings up to 12 feet, and they are the perfect gift for anyone who likes neat stuff. Get your blaster at ZeroToys.com. That's ZeroToys.com as we go to the phone calls and talk to Puke on the line in New Hampshire on the Amp Line. Hey, Puke.
Good evening, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I'm also listening live on WKBK 1290 AM here in Keene.
Excellent.
And I was going to comment on the lady earlier last hour said that her friend thought that only police and former military and current military should be allowed to own firearms.
Her friend who was formerly of the military.
Right, right.
And she was asking if that's a common that's a common view held amongst military members these days.
So I don't know if that's a common view because I didn't do any psychological studies or anything, but I do have some anecdotes as to why that's ridiculous. For one thing, whenever people think of military, and I know mostly about the Army because that's what I was in for 6 years, you know, they only think about the combat roles, like the infantry. But there are way more support jobs, secretaries, logistics guys, mechanics, than there are infantry soldiers. And on average, in my 6 years, I would only fire my M16 every 6 months at a range. And, you know, I mean, my entire 6 years in the Army, I never fired a pistol. And yet, you know, people think when they think of Army, that, you know, they think that they're weapons experts. And I've seen all kinds of just frightening, like, safety violations. You know, soldiers just pointing their guns all over the place, caring, not paying attention. And you have some guys that are just abysmal when it comes to marksmanship. There was one officer who was a colonel before my last deployment to Iraq, and he went to the range, and they had recently changed the little guidelines for firing weapons for officers, so he had to use an M16 instead of his M9 pistol.
Mm-hmm.
And he was out there all day, literally, and he could not hit all the targets. These were like pop-up targets out in the range.
Right.
And eventually they got some guys out there to shoot at the targets with him.
Mm.
So, I mean, this suggests that military guys are some sort of perfect sniper, you know, like in the movies or something, they can hit a bird flying at 20 miles away with a gun.
It's
ridiculous. There's all kinds of people in the Army, just like there's all kinds of people in the civilian world, and not all of them are cut out to handle weapons.
Right, so the fact that they've been in the military isn't any sort of a qualifier to suggest that they have the some special abilities that everybody else doesn't have.
No, they're just, you know, you're just assigned a weapon, and the vast majority of the time, the only thing I did with my weapon was carry it around, and it made a bruise on my shoulder for are on my shoulder. You know, I didn't do anything but clean it and carry it and get annoyed.
It was very clean, though, huh?
No, not really. No, I avoided cleaning as much as possible because I was just a pain in the butt in Iraq. I mean, the thing gets dirty, and all I did was carry it around. So.
Yeah. Well, that's why the AK-47 comes in handy. That thing you can throw in the mud and pick it up and shoot it.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, I mean, it's just silly. People who want to own guns should be allowed to own guns.
Sure.
And it, you know, it's up to the individual to make these decisions, not some stupid bureaucrat or some silly person who thinks, oh, I'm better at everything, and, you know, no one else can possibly be as good as me. That's just arrogant.
Absolutely agree, Puke. Great call, man. Thanks as always. 800-259-9231. And it's more of that us versus them mentality, isn't it, Mark, where, you know, these bureaucrats occupy a special place
in the
world.
I've been in the military, so I should be able to carry a weapon, but you're a civilian. You're an incompetent civilian.
Right. What do you know?
Well, I know that the Constitution of the United States says that the rights to bear arms shall not be infringed.
And again, the Supreme Court is going to be taking a close look at the Second Amendment. We will bring you the update on
that
as we learn it.
Cringing.
It's either going to be really good or really, really bad. So we continue here. Though, you know, it really won't be really good. I don't think it really will be very good, because even if it's in favor of the Second Amendment, it's not going to turn around New York or any of those other places that have anti-gun laws. Certainly not overnight. They're not going to say, oh, well, we were wrong this whole time.
Probably they'll make a ruling on D.C. Specifically, because D.C.
is a federal zone.
Right, a federal zone as opposed to a state.
They may very well.
And they'll just dodge the issue of the Second Amendment entirely.
In fact, who knows, maybe the ruling will be that, because D.C. is a federal zone, the Second Amendment doesn't apply.
I disagree. It's the Constitution of the United States of America. And Washington,
D.C. is not a state.
As much as I'd like to cut it loose and let it float out there, is still in the United States of America.
Yeah. Well, we'll see what happens. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Kevin in New York. Kevin, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Kevin, New York?
You were talking about the care the veterans are getting?
Yes, sir.
Sure. Go ahead.
Years ago, I had a neighbor that was a veteran with a bad leg, with a circulation gangrene, diabetic smoker.
Yeah.
And they show they were going to cut his leg off. The doctor, he said, shall I go to the VA to have him go there? And his doctor up here says, stay clear of that place.
Damn right.
Didn't want him to... get involved with that mess with them operating on them.
Right, because they just don't care. It doesn't matter to the VA if you live or die. They still get paid anyway. Kevin, thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. And that's the problem with socialized medicine. More coming up. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
How would you like to have a tool to use at home that you can use anytime that helps reduce back pain, sciatica, hip pain, and more? A tool that helps relieve the pain and doesn't just treat the symptoms. You need the Sacrowedgesacral Stabilizer. One satisfied user states, I don't believe in gadgets, but this is a miracle. Yes, that's right. Just relax 20 minutes daily or when needed to help correct the muscle imbalance that creates many of these symptoms. Gravity does the work with the Sacrowedgie under the sacrum and support under your neck. Help correct posture to help relieve the pain. Better balance equals fewer problems. You can even sit on the Sacrowedgie at the computer or while traveling. This device has been helping people for the past 15 years, yet the cost is still just $29.95. Finally, something available that really relieves those stubborn aches and pains.
Order your Sacrowedgie now and get a free instructional DVD. Just call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Or visit sacrowedgie.com. That's SACROWEDGY.com.
Attention GCN listeners who suffer from excruciating joint pain. If you're interested in suppressed but amazingly effective traditional arthritis remedies, this will be the single most important message you'll ever hear. Recently, a scientist who specializes in ancient medicine has discovered a 3,000-year-old arthritis remedy that has been proven in studies not only to relieve joint pain and inflammation, but also to build damaged cartilage as well. And the amazing thing is just how fast it works. Now, because the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made for this ancient remedy. However, it is still legal to own it. And right now, a small amount is available to my listeners. Keep in mind, shipments get filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you take immediate action by going to 321relief.com. And the best part? My listeners pay absolutely nothing today. Simply go to 321relief.com or call 815-259-4552 for details.
Hey, Dad, we need your help finishing the Christmas tree.
Okay, boys. I just got a few more Uncivil Liberties DVDs to ship out today.
Why did you guys make Uncivil Liberties?
You know how we like to look at those cool illustrations on Rents.com?
Yeah, David D's rocks.
I like the chips ones.
Well, those aren't chocolate chips. Those are little tracking devices the government wants to put under our skin someday to track us.
You mean the government's not the good guys?
Well, they should be the good guys. They're supposed to do what we, the people, say they should do. But these days, the people are too busy watching their favorite TV shows to keep an eye on the government.
You mean like SpongeBob?
Yeah, that's right. So we made Uncivil Liberties to help remind everyone to keep an eye on what's happening, not to fall asleep.
Asleep? It's not even bedtime yet.
Exactly.
Uncivil Liberties, a political thriller ripped from today's headlines. Go to UncivilLiberties.com to receive your full-length feature on DVD for only $13.95. Purchase a copy today at UncivilLiberties.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231, and it is the live Saturday edition of the program. You can join us online, of course, at freetalklive.com, where you can get interactive with all kinds of fun stuff. And don't forget, you can listen to live streams, grab archives, and more. It's all for free at freetalklive.com.
How would you like to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without permanently changing your diet? Check out this amazing doctor-recommended product. Go to FTLDiscount.com and read some of the real testimonials and find out how to order. That's FTLDiscount.com.
800-259-9231. Continuing with your phone call, let's talk to Vince in Indianapolis, listening on WXNT. Hey, Vince.
How are you guys doing tonight?
What's on your mind?
Oh, not much. I was just, you know, you guys talk about your one little priest advertising clip there for Uncivil Liberties. And one of the things that we should really be concerned about, and I was listening to this, what might be boring, but some of the oral arguments that they were trying to do about the Military Tribunals Commission that was passed in 1906.
Mm-hmm.
And where the Congress only conducted a voice vote.
Yeah, the Military Commissions Act, which authorizes the government to basically snatch people up off the streets and put them in military brigs with no charges that are public, at least, no trial that's public. They're essentially a star chamber, a military tribunal, and all you have to do is be labeled an unlawful enemy combatant. This is all, as I recall, by the president and his panel of advisors. So pretty much, if they don't like you, Vince, they can just say, you're an unlawful enemy combatant, and you're coming with us. And that's completely legal now.
And see, and then they can apply it very widely, you'll say, for the war on drugs.
To whomever they want.
Driving, you know, you name your poison, and we're going to fight it for you, and then we're going to pluck you off the street if we think you're...
They've done it to American citizens. I don't see why they, you know, people wouldn't be concerned they could do it to them.
illegal drugs, what they call illegal drugs, they hold them in prison.
Well, yeah, they've already been spending the last few years, Vince, they've been spending the last several years advertising on television and radio saying that if you buy illegal drugs, you're supporting terrorism. So it's only just another step to say that, well, if you buy illegal drugs, you are a terrorist because you're supporting terrorism. And, of course, we all know that you're not really a terrorist, and most drug dealers aren't connected to terrorism. But it's the fact that drugs are illegal that allows criminals to actually make money off of them.
But, see, that's the thing. And this goes back to one thing I read a lot. I don't know if you've heard of some of the other things that this gentleman, James Bolivar, he talks about this president is wants to get rid of trial by jury.
He absolutely does, and
he just keeps
getting worse. We've actually read a few James Bovard things on this show, and he's a very good author. Highly recommend him. Vince, thanks for the call. Good hearing from you as always. You can get more of James Bovard stuff at LouRockwell.com. It gets published there from time to time. 800-259-9231. In other news, according to the Fox 12 in Oregon, KPTV, the Multnomah County Sheriff's Office has launched an investigation into allegations that a local corrections deputy bragged about using a taser gun on people in an internet chat room. Now, this goes back to a call earlier that we had with this attitude of certain people in the military and the police departments, the attitude that, well, we should be able to carry firearms, but none of you little people should be able to. It's just sort of this us versus them mentality, we're better than you. This ties right into that. Fox 12's news partner, the Portland Tribune, was first to break the story. Now authorities at the Justice Center jail want to know if the same deputy, identified as David B. Thompson, also filed a false police report to cover up the beating of an inmate. Lieutenant Jason Gates of the Multnomah County Sheriff's Office says he's appalled at the alleged online comments of the county corrections officer. According to Gates, Thompson used a county work computer to play the online video game City of Heroes while on the job.
Isn't that a superhero game?
I believe. He was on the job at the time, Mark, playing video games.
Well,
this is what your tax dollars are paying for.
You don't have to tell me. I've seen plenty of on-the-job bureaucrats of all stripes playing video games.
Now, while apparently he was in the game, he boasted about the joy he gets hurting people in jail while he was in the chat room.
Mm.
According to the Portland Tribune article in Friday's newspaper, the deputy using the screen name Trafalgar said, quote, "Seeing someone get tasered is second only to pulling the trigger.
Good Lord.
That is money. Puts a smile on your face."
God,
just
sick.
This should give you a real insight into the mentality of some of these cops. Now, not all cops are like this, but the fact is the police have power over others. And when you have a position of power, people in search of it will go and get those positions. So inevitably, the police, the policing organizations, will attract people like this man. He's not the only one. I can guarantee you that. We get story after story about this kind of stuff. Anyway, in another chat, because that's not all this guy said, in another chat, the article said that the deputy claimed, quote, "I crushed a dude's eye socket from repeatedly punching him in it, and then I charged him with menacing and harassment of me. He took a plea to get away from me. He should have picked somebody else to try and fight. All we have is public trust, and what does it do to our public trust? It destroys it," said the police spokesperson. Gates said the eye socket incident matches a case from 2005 where Thompson claimed an inmate attacked him. Gates said a criminal investigation has been launched to see if the deputy lied in the initial police report.
Gee, you think? Well, he's apparently claiming to right there.
Portland Tribune reporter Nick Brudnick said, the Post suggests that the guy gets off on violence and he enjoys tasering people. Brudnick said that according to Trafalgar's online chat, the deputy has posted more than 1,700 messages on the City of Heroes website since January. At one point, he allegedly posted 64 messages in 24 hours.
I wonder if he's playing as a supervillain as opposed to a superhero.
Can you do that in that game?
I don't know. I don't know anything about it.
According to Brudnick, in some of the posts, Thompson bragged about only playing the game at work. Here's a public servant getting paid with public money, spending a significant amount of his shift playing video games. The deputy is found guilty. Gates says he could be fired and prosecuted criminally. So, as of right now, he still has his job.
Hmm.
It's just amazing, isn't it?
Makes you wonder what's going to happen.
800-259-9231. So, again, the law enforcement corruption, you Just reading the news articles, you're only uncovering the tip of the iceberg. I'm sorry. I'm sorry to all the good guys in law enforcement. But the fact is, it's not just a few bad apples. In fact, let's go to the corrupt cop stories from this week to check in on a few other scumbags. This is from the Drug War Chronicle at StopTheDrugWar.org in Casper, Wyoming. A Wyoming Highway Patrol officer was fired for calling in a false tip. Now, this is creative. This is usually it's just taking drugs from people, but this is pretty creative. He called in a false tip to the DUI hotline, pretending that he was just some regular person on the road, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he could have a pretext for pulling over and searching a vehicle that he knew to be carrying a large amount of cash. Trooper Ben Peach, 36, was fired last month for filing a bogus report on the April 7th incident. A DEA agent made a second false DUI hotline report, giving Officer Peach reason to be out on I-80 at 3 a.m. searching for a silver pickup truck carrying a driver, a DEA informant, and 8 duffel bags filled with cash. Peach found the truck, searched it, and the money was seized by the DEA. Neither the driver nor the passenger were arrested. The federal government said the fraud will have no impact on its efforts to keep the $3.3 million cash seized during the traffic stop. No word on any disciplinary action for the lying DEA agent. So there was an undercover DEA guy in a car. They were going to a drug deal or whatever. Maybe they were just coming from one. Either way, they had a bunch of cash. He somehow alerted his DEA buddies to the situation. They made a false call, as did this particular cop who made a false call to justify pulling over a car that otherwise wasn't breaking any laws.
Right, and would be illegal to pull over.
Right. Then the DEA comes in, they search the car, they take the $3.3 million in cash.
Now, since when is having $3.3 million illegal?
Since it's over $10,000.
But there's no reason for that.
The reason is money laundering, Mark. There's drug dealers out there, and we got to stop these folks.
And I wonder if it was $3.3 million or some of that ended up missing.
Could have been 3.6, could have been 4.2.
No telling.
So the government gets to keep the cash, even though the search was completely illegal, completely based on fraud and false pretenses. It's just amazing. More on the way. You can take control. Bring up whatever you want, even in these remaining moments. It's the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. Formaldehyde, boric acid, styrene, butadiene, TDI. These are just some of the chemicals used to make conventional mattresses. Is this what you want to be breathing every night? Scientists worry about these chemicals' effects on the developing brains of children, but they're not good for anybody, especially people with allergies. Latex mattresses made by SaviRest are made of natural latex rubber with no off-gassing chemicals, and dust mites can't live in them. Go to SaviRest.com and buy a latex mattress today. SaviRest.com for the sleep you've been dreaming of.
Did you stuff yourself at Thanksgiving? Plan on stuffing yourself the rest of the holiday season? Do some damage control right now with a rapid weight loss system you can fit in between celebrations. Don't let your weight get completely out of control this holiday season. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras, cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home. Night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go online and check out our huge selection of spy-related gear. Christmas is coming, so don't delay. Go to spyville.com. That is SPYVILLE.com. Or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
Do you need an easier way to stay in touch? A two-way radio may be for you. Two-way radios provide short-range communication with no recurring service charges. Perfect for outdoor activities like camping, hunting, and skiing. Great for amusement parks, cruises, or just keeping up with the kids around the neighborhood. Two-way radios can also make your business more efficient. Cut costs while increasing productivity in doctor and dental offices, restaurants, retail, warehouses, construction, and more. TWRadios.com is the Internet's leading two-way radio provider. With same-day shipping on top name brands including Motorola, Kenwood, Midland, Garmin, and Cobra, rest assured you'll be getting the most durable and reliable radios available. Visit us today at twradios.com. That's TWRADIOS.com. Or call us toll free at 800-584-1445 and let us help you choose the best radio for your needs. That's 800-584-1445 or online at twradios.com. Keeping in contact has never been easier or more affordable.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
My husband has had lots of blood pressure problems. It would just be really high. The doctor would work with him and he'd give him some medication for a little while. It would maybe work and then it wouldn't. And he was going back and forth, and my husband's not the top. That he wants to go to the doctor anyway. He'll wait till he is in major problems. So a friend gave us a bottle of Cardivite, and he started on it, and within a very short time, I'm going to say 2 weeks at the most, it was just leveling out. And as long as he's been on these, it has literally saved his life.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. Only a few moments remain, but just enough time for your call. If you make it now, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, and we're inviting you to enjoy all the features there for free. Because, in my opinion, that's the way a good talk show website should be. Free. Of course, most talk show hosts disagree, but that's their problem. So enjoy all that stuff. And if you like the show, then go buy some Free Talk Live stuff at our store. Store.freetalklive.com. T-shirts, hats, DVD and classic archive collector sets. All kinds of different hats, by the way. We've got the just standard-looking hat with the, you know, regular bill, kind of baseball cappy-looking sort of hat. There's also different styles. There's the color block cap with the spiffy little white stripes on it. You've got one of those, Mark. And then there's also the regular cap is available in two colors. It's yellow and black. Plus, we've got beanie caps, which one of them's embroidered. The other one's woven. So, again, different colors available on the embroidered cap, yellow and black, Free Talk Live, yellow and black. Lots of different things to choose from here, and the prices are reasonable. Quality is high. Highly recommend you head over to store.freetalklive.com. And by the way, we are currently in talks about a special holiday offer for the store, so that is coming soon, probably as early as Monday night. If you're on the updates list, you'll be the first to know when that sale starts, so get on the updates list at updates.freetalklive.com. That's updates.freetalklive.com. In fact, what it might be is something a little bit more special than a sale. I can't say more. I really shouldn't. I always say too much in advance. Mark?
Movies, lingerie, marital aids, AdamEve.com. AdamEve.com has got a special offer for you. Go to AdamEve.com/talk and get 50% off of one item. Plus, with your order of $17 or more, they'll throw in a free gift. That's 50% off at AdamEve.com/talk.
800-259-9231. Again, just a few moments remaining here. Finish up a couple more corrupt cop stories. This is from StopTheDrugWar.org. In Boston, a Massachusetts state police officer was arrested November 29th for selling cocaine. Trooper John Foley, who's 62, has been a member of the department for 36 years. He's accused of selling cocaine in Saugus on October 11th. He faces up to 20 years in prison if convicted. Now, I'd like to say that the war on drugs needs to be ended. It just needs to be over, and cocaine would then, at that point, no longer be being sold by police officers or criminals. It would be being sold in the marketplace, in, you know, pharmacies and stores and that sort of thing, where it belongs. It belongs being marketed by businessmen, not crooks.
And if we ended the war on drugs, then these cops would actually have to be out solving real crimes and catching real criminals who are actually hurting other people instead of just people trying to get high. So I think it's important to point that out. I don't really think this guy should be going to jail for 20 years because I don't think anybody who sells cocaine...
The life sentence at his age.
Right. I don't think anybody who sells cocaine or marijuana or LSD or ecstasy or any of that stuff should go to jail because the war on drugs just needs to end. However, considering that the cop's job is to catch the drug dealers, when a cop gets caught for doing that exact crime, certainly does seem like poetic justice for him to spend a little time in the pokey.
Well, you know, how many years on the force was he?
36.
Now, he got caught after 36 years. What did he do besides sell cocaine? I mean, how did he use his power to be able to, you know, put himself in business? Those
yeah,
are the
right.
kind of things that bother me.
Right. How many customers does he have? How long has he been doing it?
What did he steal out of the evidence room? How many people did he shake down, take their cocaine, let them go?
And sell it on his own.
How many people did he arrest and only report half of it? Whatever.
I'm sure many of these cops will never tell all of their stories, so it'll all just
be fools
of speculation. Well, there's more, though. There's always more stories. By the way, these come in every single week, and we don't always read them just because we don't have time, and there's so many corrupt cops. In Nashville, Indiana, a former Nashville police officer went on trial last week on drug dealing charges. Former officer Robert Easterday Jr., 33, was indicted in April of 2006 on 7 counts, including dealing in cocaine, dealing in a Schedule II controlled substance, attempting dealing in a Schedule I controlled substance, and others. Of the charges, there are 3 Class B felonies, 1's a Class C, 2 Class Ds, and the last a Class A misdemeanor. Easterday's downfall began when his service-issue pistol turned up in the possession of a convicted felon, resulting in an investigation by the Brown County Sheriff's Office and the Indiana State Police into his broader activities that turned up the dope-dealing evidence. In Jacksonville, Florida, a U.S. Border Patrol agent pleaded guilty last Friday to 1 count of marijuana distribution. Now remember, these are the same guys that you think are going to keep immigrants out? You anti-immigration zealots out there?
Yeah.
You think the Border Patrol is going to keep immigrants out when it's illegal to come here? Sort of like it's illegal to have drugs, and if it's illegal, that means it's worth a lot on the black market to actually get someone here? You can bet that many of these Border Patrol agents that would also bring a pound of marijuana over are more than likely going to be working on bringing a, you know, car full of Hispanics across the border, or immigrants across the border. Just wait. Just wait for you. You know, go ahead, build your walls. Build your walls and build up, you know, beef up the enforcement division there at the Border Patrol and put 20 times as many Border Patrol members down there on the border. You won't do anything to dent immigration into this country.
I think that it'll change the way immigrants come in.
They'll just dig more tunnels.
They're coming from China. A wall, big, fat, hairy deal. They've got the Pacific Ocean.
Yep.
And it's not stopping them.
So just as an example of, you know, again, when products and services, and in the case of immigration, people, when all of those things are made illegal, it creates an incentive in the black market for people in positions of power, like the Border Patrol, like the police, like the state police, like the DEA, to break the law, to flaunt the law, and to use their positions of power in order to conceal their activities and profit. Because, boy, can you profit in the black market. You bring somebody across the border, they're your slave. That's why they call these people coyotes that bring people across the border. They essentially enslave people for a certain price, and then once they pay that price back, then they're free. Then they're free to roam about the country or whatever. But until then, they're owned by the black marketeers that bring them across the border. That's how much they want to come here. They're willing to sell themselves into slavery.
Selling themselves into indentured servitude? Well, that's how people came to this country in the first place. A lot of people sold themselves into indentured servitude. And I don't think there's particularly anything wrong with it. But what's wrong with it is that we have laws that prevent people from coming here. People that want to create a better life for themselves, that want to work hard, that want to supply their family with the better earning potential they have here, and the liberty and freedom that the United States is supposed to represent.
So let's talk about what Border Patrol agent Tony Hollywood Henderson, who's 46, admitted to selling 3 pounds of marijuana to a dealer named Pablo Fernandez and an informant. Fernandez also went down, is now doing 20 months in prison. Henderson was also accused of dealing at least 6 more pounds to others in the area. No word on what the informant got out of it, but Henderson now faces up to 5 years in federal prison. Now, he's slinging around pounds like, all right, no problem, 3 pounds here, 6 pounds over there. If you could just pick up 6 pounds and go out and sell it, you know where there's 200 more. In New York City, a former NYPD officer has been sentenced to 10 years in federal prison. Former officer Jose Torrado pleaded guilty to participating in a drug trafficking conspiracy in 2006 and admitted helping his brother, Edwin Torrado, distribute large quantities of cocaine and marijuana in the New York City metropolitan area. He went down along with several other defendants when Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents seized 135 kilos of cocaine hidden in the false wall of a truck in the Bronx. 800-259-9231. You're welcome to comment on those stories.
Oh, I don't think they're going to call in this amount of time.
No, you never know. In the meantime, we'll give you a few interesting statistics about voters. And what do they know anyway? What do American people know about their government?
I imagine not a whole lot.
Well, from an excerpted from the Advocates Liberator Online at theadvocates.org and the New Yorker magazine, the political knowledge of the average voter in America has been tested repeatedly, and the scores are impressively low. In polls taken since 1945, a majority of Americans have been unable to name a single branch of government. Majority of Americans.
Wow. Is that a majority of Americans or voters?
It says a majority of Americans.
Okay.
But the fact is, a good amount of Americans vote.
Yeah.
So
they get all whipped up and whatever fervor there is at election time.
And that's one of those things that I understand government school doesn't do that great of a job at doing anything. But one of the things I do remember learning in government school were the three branches of government.
Yeah.
Because government school does teach you a little bit about government. They want you to respect it and worship it.
Executive, legislative, and judicial. Just in case you were wondering.
More than two-thirds... By the way, they can't name a single branch of government or explain what the Bill of Rights is. Just so you know, the Bill of Rights is a list
first
of... First ten amendments, and it's a list of the rights that the government is supposed to protect. Mm. It's not a list of government's rights.
It's limitations on the government.
Correct. It tells the government you can't violate these things.
Not to stop them.
Here's some more statistics. More than two-thirds have reported they don't know the substance of Roe versus Wade and what the Food and Drug Administration does. Nearly half of Americans do not know that states have 2 senators and 3/4...
The Food and Drug Administration? I mean, how inventive do you have to be to figure out what the Food and Drug Administration does?
Also, they don't know the length of a Senate term. And finally, more than 50% of Americans can't name their congressman. 40% can't name either one of their senators. We will be back Monday night. You can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. And I wish people didn't have to know that crap. I wish there were no government around.
Yeah, I wish there were that important.
About. We'll see you Monday night. Join us online in the meantime, freetalklive.com, and have a great weekend.
You know that the Federal Reserve is stealing your money every time they print more of their notes. Now, are you willing to do something about it? An increasing number of Americans are now using the Liberty Dollar to protect their purchasing power and profit. These people are returning America to value $1 at a time. Will you be one of them? Go to LibertyDollar.org. Stop being ripped off. Start using the Liberty Dollar and return America to value $1 at a time. Call 888-LIB-DOLLAR or visit LibertyDollar.org. That's 888-LIB-DOLLAR or LibertyDollar.org.
In this jungle called life, only the tiger survives. So says the armchair survivalist Kurt Wilson, owner of Survival Enterprises. Kurt talks common sense about food storage, health care, firearms and weaponry, security, urban and wilderness survival techniques, and the simple things we can all do to help us and our loved ones survive when bad times hit. Learn to be one step ahead of the crowd in everyday situations. The armchair survivalist is geared for the rest of us who don't have unlimited